Welcome to the Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and this is the weekday podcast for solopreneurs and small business owners who want practical marketing ideas in plain English. Each episode is built to give you one useful idea you can understand quickly and use right away. Let's get into today's marketing move.
Here's a quick question. Why do so many people like, comment, and follow, but never buy? You've had the conversations, the DMs, the supportive comments, yet the sale doesn't come through. It's frustrating, right? What if one simple post could remove the hesitation and make the next step obvious?
Today's topic is exactly that. How to turn your top three customer objections into three high-converting social messages. I'll show you a fast, repeatable method you can use over and over so you stop guessing what's holding people back and start addressing it clearly, kindly, and in a way that nudges them to act. Here's what matters. Addressing objections isn't pushy when it's helpful. It's clarity.
Let's break that down. The core method has four simple parts. Identify the objection, open with empathy, answer with a clear benefit, and finish with a single, low-friction call to action. That's it. No long rebuttals, no pressure. You acknowledge the concern, you remove the fog, and you make the next step plain.
Step 1. Identify the real objection. Look at your support messages, sales conversations, DMs, or even the questions you get under posts. Pick the three most common things people say that stop them from buying. Step 2. Reframe that objection as a short, empathetic lead sentence. Think, I get it, this looks expensive, rather than, you're wrong to worry about price. Step 3. Answer with a short, benefit-led reply that removes friction. And step 4. Close with a tiny CTA. A good post reads like a helpful reply, not a defense.
Okay, example time. Say you're a coach and the top objection is, I can't afford coaching right now. A defensive answer would list prices and discounts. A high-converting objection to post looks like this. I hear you. Investing in coaching feels big when your budget is tight. I've helped clients make back their investment in 2 to 3 months by focusing on the two actions that actually move the needle. And we can start with a single 45-minute session so you see progress before committing. Want the link to book a trial session? That's empathy, a clear benefit, and a small CTA.
Now, a quick variation for a product business. Objection. Will this actually work for me? Post. Totally fair question. Different needs, different results. Most customers see X outcome within Y weeks when they follow the simple step-by-step guide that comes with the product. If you're not sure, DM me one line about your situation and I'll point you to the right option. Short, helpful, and puts the next step in their control.
And for an appointment-based service, say a salon or a repair shop, objection, I don't have time. Post, I get it. Time is the tightest resource. We offer 30-minute express appointments for common fixes and priority scheduling slots on Saturdays so you can get it done without rearranging your week. Book the express slot here. That removes a scheduling roadblock and gives a clear route forward.
A few tips while you write. Keep the opening line empathetic. That lowers defenses. Avoid arguing. Avoid long explanations. Use specific benefits and a tiny CTA that fits the platform. DM me. Book a 15-minute call. Tap the link in bio. Or reply with yes. And always match the tone to your brand. If you're warm and casual, keep it warm and casual.
Here's the practical takeaway. A 3-line template you can use now. Line 1. Empathetic lead that restates the objection. Line 2. One-sentence benefit-focused answer that removes friction. Line 3. One small, clear CTA. Example altogether for a coach. I get that coaching feels expensive right now. Most clients see measurable changes in 60 days with the two focus moves we use, and you can try a single session first to see if it fits. Want to grab a trial slot?
Checklist before you hit publish. 1. Pick your 3 most common objections from the last month. 2. Draft 1 empathetic line for each. Keep it under 12 words. 3. Write the benefit reply. 1 sentence. 4. Add a tiny CTA. 5. Choose an image or format that reinforces the message. A candid photo, a quick 20-second video, or even a simple text graphic.
Total time, about 20 minutes to draft 3 posts if you stay focused.
Quick note on risks. Don't get defensive. If your post sounds like you're arguing, people will tune out. Use empathy first and keep the reply helpful, not pushy. Also, make sure the objections you pick actually matter. Validate them from customer chats or comments so you're not solving a problem that doesn't exist.
Here's today's marketing move. Pick your top 3 objections. Write 1 objection response post for the biggest objection and publish it today. Then track reactions for 1 week. Saves, comments asking questions, DMs, and clicks. Treat this like an experiment. Note which wording gets the best reaction, and then refine the other 2 posts. If you want to share results, post your before and after caption in the show community, or tag me so I can see it and give quick feedback. I read a lot of these, and I'll give you 1 practical tweak if you want it. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. Thanks for listening to The Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and I hope today's episode gave you 1 clear idea you can put to work right away. If you found this helpful, be sure to follow the show so you don't miss the next episode. And until next time, keep it simple, keep it clear, and make your next marketing move count.